I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. As Super Bowl weekend gets underway in Minnesota, some Georgia lawmakers are getting into the debate over whether the NFL should let players kneel during the national anthem. Georgia senators unanimously passed a resolution yesterday denouncing the NFL for allowing players to kneel but not letting a veterans group advertise in the game program for the Super Bowl. The ad urges people to stand for the anthem. Senator David Schaefer, a Republican candidate for lieutenant governor, introduced the measure. An NFL spokesman tells the Associated Press that the Super Bowl has never been a place for advertising what some might consider to be a political statement. Senate Minority Leader Steve Henson says yesterday's resolution was slipped in without debate. The Georgia House is passing a sweeping revamp of the state's adoption code. Last year's attempt stalled after Republican senators changed the bill to allow adoption agencies to refuse placement based on religious beliefs and refuse to give children to LGBT couples. Representative Burt Reeves says this version of the law will be different.
The Senate has worked hard to make this a better bill. The Senate has worked closely and hard with the governor's office to resolve the issues in this concept, and resolution has been reached.
This year's bill does not include the same type of religious exemption language that derailed the measure last year, increasing the likelihood that Governor Nathan Deal will sign it into law if it reaches his desk. The Senate will examine the amended bill over the weekend. The Georgia Black Caucus is commemorating the first black legislators to serve in the General Assembly. Yesterday, the group gathered to honor the original 33 lawmakers who were elected in 1868 during Reconstruction, but were expelled because of their race. The legislators also endured threats, beatings, and in some cases even death. Andre Washington is the interim director of the Georgia Black Caucus.
The legislators wanted to come together in solidarity to send a strong message that they're, one, acknowledging the historical legacy that they stand upon, but two, with an eye towards the future and continuing the fight for civil and human rights and for justice.
A monument honoring the original 33 was commissioned in 1976 outside the Capitol. It's titled Expelled Because of Their Color. In sports, Atlanta's professional women's basketball team is adding a two-time champion to the roster. Yesterday, the Atlanta Dream signed Renee Montgomery to a multi-year contract. Montgomery won a pair of WNBA titles as a member of the Minnesota Lynx. Head coach Nikki Collins says Montgomery will bring a championship pedigree to her team. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.